Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taking back a gift is abnormal. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes back his gift is like a dog who licks up its vomit after it has vomited. Note that taking one's gift back is indeed a shameless act. The sublime conduct of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as borrowing is concerned. To borrow someone's belongings, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that there was once a sudden panic in Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed a horse from Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was named Mundub, and rode to the outskirts of the city in search of any sign of trouble. Sayyidina Umayyah ibn Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that on the day of the Battle of Hunain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed armor from Safwan ibn Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed a plate from somebody and it broke. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obligated himself to replace it. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once borrowed a necklace from her sister, Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Note that if in need, it would be sunnah to borrow an item from somebody. If the item is damaged or lost due to one's negligence, it will have to be replaced. But if anything happens to it that was not in one's control, it will not have to be replaced. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Inshallah la ilaha illa anta.